Kachabadorish. Here's some of Machloika Sayadash in the Postik. But they have a kasha, lichtu machmor, Tosho should have said, im mi soda miknosoi, asher loi soda chuzosoi. Inami asher loi soda chuzosoi. My mi soda achuzosoi. So that's a double drosho. Soda shenu ruyili este achuzo. Mashm, only you feel that never belonged to your father, that's not fit to become este achuzo. But Yotzes Azura goes out this field right now, that even though you were makdashit before your father died, that since Shiruyeli Esteachuzah is fit for it to become Esteachuzah, therefore the lach is, since it's fit to become Esteachuzah, it has a lach of Esteachuzah. And if you mark the shit later, you could be poisoned with and keep it. So it's a machlokes only over here if you add this extra drasha from the pasuk or not. Then the Mishnah says, like a hana malaviyah makdishin yelam, so bishlai magoilim, it could be goilim into a mitzvah. That's a chiris lach for the Gimel Yisrael. Not like Yisrael, the late parki. That after Yovel, they can't be poisoned anymore. Like the Yudim and the Shimon, the Mishnah before, when it becomes Yovel, they weren't poisoned, it goes to the Kohanim. So the Chiddush is, the lazy and the Kohanim, they can still redeem it. And what are you telling me now? At Yovel, the Yisrael and the Tokyo are at Yovel, Kamashma and the Kohanim will be in Dredel and Yovel. That's good. And the Magdish, and what's the Chiddush? That Ma'i, Rekhan, and Levi, Mahil Yisrael, and the rest of the Magdish anytime they want. So if you tell me, maybe you tell me the Chiddush of the Mishnah is Bishnas to Yevel Atzal, talking about the Yevel itself. The Chiddush is that only they could be Makdashid and not a regular Yisrael. So I said, that's the Makdashid. Chonichu, the Shmuel, good to Shmuel, we had before, the Yevel Bishnas to Yevel Atzal, like Kitcha, that a regular Yisrael cannot be Makdashid for Yodan Yevel. That's the Kamash Vuan, to Kanam Levi and Makdashid, and they can be Makdashid for Yodan Yevel. Elo, the Rav, but according to Rav, Ma'i was a say, Kahanam Levi, how full of Yisrael, not even Yisrael also. Could be Makdashid on Yovel. So the time according to your time, Ben Lefnei Yovel, Ben Liachara Yovel, Lomli, what's that to say that? For the Quran's Pshita, he could be Makdashid, Ben Lefnei Yovel, Ben Liachara Yovel. Eli, what do you have to answer on this? I did the Tony Rasha, since there's the Rasha by regular Yisrael, Lefnei Yovel, Liachara Yovel, is Tony Sefer by Kanam also, not only Ben Liachara, Ben Lefnei Yovel. If the Rabbana Tony Rasha says the Rasha, in Makdashid, for Lei Goylin, Tanami Sefer Magdishim was Eilim, and if Nami the Sefer could be Taka Tekshua, the Kiddush of Magdishim. The reason why it says, because it says in the ratio by regularly saw the first Mishnah we have in this parent, is they Magdishim Lei Goylim, Lachor Yevim. So if it says over here, that they could, they're in the Chama, that but it says Magdishim, that's Taka Tekshua. It only says it because there's a contrast between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah. It could be that this goes even according to Rav. Even though regularly Yisrael could also be Makdashid on Yevon, but there's no Kiddush talk in Magdishim. So he's saying, since the Reisha by Yisrael, it says over there, that the first Mishnah said, Ein Magdishim of Nea Yevon Prophet Mishnah Shonim, Pulei Goy Lamachar Wa Yevon Prophet Mishnah Achas, but since it says that Lashon by Yisrael, hereby the Kanim, it says the opposite, yes, that both they could be Makdish and they could be Goylin. Even though talk of the Ikadin of Magdishim, talk of there's no Kiddush of a Kayin over a Yisrael. Alright, we'll stop here. We're up to Dav Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, the new perek. The Mishnah says, "Hamaktish esodeyu b'shor shein hayovel." If somebody's maktish his field at the time when it's not knowing the inyan of yovel, which means when you don't have any more of roiv klayis or living in Eretz Yisrael, the shas is brought down when Sancheriv Melech Asher, when it's nigalu shevet Ruvein v'shevet God v'chas shevet Menasher. So from that time on, it was bottle the yovel. So somebody's maktish his fields then. So then the loch is, you don't have this kula to be girded back according to the cheshbon of chamishim shkolim, but rather now you have to be pointed it bishop of how much it's worth. So maktish says a day of bishor shena yovel. So like this, oy maloy, we say posach atorishon. You should say first how much you want to pay for it. We go back to the bailim. Oy maloy, we say to the bailim that you tell us how much you want to pay for it. And the reason is why do we want the Bailam himself to be paid with redeemed back from Hegdish? Because Shahabailam Laistan Khaimish, the Lakhur is the Bailam, whenever they redeem something back from Hegdish, they have to add an extra fifth. So therefore Hegdish will gain on the deal. So therefore Hegdish like says to the Bailam, we would like you to buy it back, how much do you want to pay for it? But the Choladam ain't a nice and Khaimish. Anybody else that redeems it does not have to add a Khaimish to give to Hegdish. The other Gemara says, Maisa, the one side, Mishnah says, Maisa, Biach, was up with one person. Shita says, Sodeyu, Bevnei Rosa. He was Makdish his field because it was a Biach field. Meaning to say that you had to spend more money putting into it than produce would come out.
so it's not worth anything really, this field. So he's makdish the field. Omulo, they said to him, Psachat Rishon, okay, now to redeem it back, say how much you want to give. Is Omas, so the prayer the Bailam said, Hare Yishali B'Issa, I'll buy it back with an Issa, which is 8 prutais, or else it's 1/4 of 1/24th of a dinar. Now Omar Rabbi Yossi, says that wasn't the Maisa, but rather La Yom Azeh, the person did not say he'll pay an Issa, Ela B'Kebetza, the person said, to me it's worth a Beitza, I'll give a Beitza for it. And Alokha Rish, Hegdish Nifta B'Kesav Uba Shava Kesav. You can appoint the Hegdish whether it's a Shava Kesav or whether it's a Kesav or Shava Kesav. So if we're allowed to give an egg to be pointed from Hegdish, is Amalai, so the Hegdish said back to this person, he gascho. I mean, like, okay, you can keep it, you have it. Nimtza comes out, mafsid Issa, because they have a fun of it. This person is by him, according to the first gift, that he said, I'll pay an Issa, lost out on Issa. Because really it's not worth anything for him, because you have to spend more money to put in to get something out. So therefore, it's like he lost an Issa, but the Sada becomes his. Now the Gemara says, Hamatis Sedeyu Bishom, so Oimrim, the what we tell the Bailam, you come and be poider it, I Votan, you will learn the Kaifin, that we force him. So Gemara says also, my Oimrim, what does the Mishnah mean to say, my Oimrim Nami, Kaifin, the Mishnah also means to say, we force him to buy it. The boy said to be poider it back. In order that he should be Moisev the Chaimish. The boy said, another terrorist could be, me Koro Oimrim, at the beginning we just tell him nicely, please you go and be poider it back from Hegdish. So he got the an extra fifth. It soyis, tsoyis. If he listens, very good. Vilo, if he doesn't listen, then kaifin, and then is we have to force him. Then it says in the Mishnah Shabbailam Noisnu Chaimish that the owner, he has to add on a fifth. So Marius, my Irish Shabbailam Noisnu Chaimish, what do you have to say? Because the Bailam adds on an extra fifth. Typically, the Yadi de Chavivyolei, Tvei Uparaklo. That since he owned the field before, Mr. Tommy, he likes it, he knows how good the field is, he would give a better price, he would want to outbid anybody else. So that should be a reason why we want the owner himself to redeem it. Hegdish will get more money off the Karen alone. For Yait, secondly, mitzvahs gula biyodon, there's a mitzvah for the Odon, the original owner, to be pointed back from Hegdish, like the Mishnah says in the end of the first book of Bechiris. That mitzvah biyodon is to be girl before other people. So where it says true, I tell you, Chodah, the Mishnah says one answer, V'yayd Kaman, there's another answer. Chodah Taka, there is one answer, Di'adi D'chaviv Yolei Tvei, since the person likes the field very much, he'll add more money, Tvei Yoparak Loi, he'll redeem it, he'll spend more money, so that's the reason why the owner should redeem it. V'yayd, secondly, there's an Indian, that mitzvah's gula biyodin, there's a mitzvah for the yodin, the original one that was makdashit, there's a mitzvah for him first to go and redeem it. For Yoid, and thirdly, it says, now Mishnah, Shabbailam Lais Nechayim, which is an extra Svarim, that the Bailam has to add on to a fifth. Get on a fifth. Then it says, Maisa bi Echod, Sheikh Tisodayim. So Morris says, Leima, let's say, look, what's the machlokes? Whether the case of that Maisa was, where he said, I'll give an Isser, or he said, I'll give a Beitza, what's the difference? So Morris says, Leima, let's say, Bokhav, if it is the machlokes. Rabbi Yossi saw that he holds what? That the case was with an egg. Shava kesef kesef, that you can even redeem something with shava kesef, not only with silver, with money, but even with an egg. For Rabbanan saw that they say no, the mice was the person said redeem with an iser, saw they hold shava kesef, was anything kesef. No, you have to acquire the Hegdish, tafka with money, not with shava kesef. So Maria says no, there can't be. For Kaimla, we know, we hold that the shava kesef is kesef. It always shava kesef is good, like Rashi says. The Amina Baba Kama, learning more Baba Kama, Yoshua the Rabbi shava kesef afilu subin. When you have to pay up, so not only with kesef, shava kesef is also good. So could it be praised from Hegdish also, shava kesef is good. So what should be the machlekes then? So words like this could be the kuliyam everybody holds that the shava kesef is kesef. Avadi could be praised from Hegdish even with shava kesef, things that are worth the money, not only money itself. The Yachas, what's the shala, what the story was? The Poydin Bedover, Shein Bechoim Shoi, Shava Pruta Kamiflagi. In other words, if you pointed it back, you have to add an extra fifth. So we want to make sure that fifth is worth the Pruta. So Bjoisi, that says the story was with an egg, a fifth of an egg is not worth the Pruta, so that's a Chiddish. And the Mor says, Tanakama, Sava Tanakama, that says the Maisa was Isam, Diko Bechoim Shoi, Shava Pruta. An Isra, a Koponim, is at least four Prutas. So if you add another fifth to it, it comes out to be a pruta. So therefore, the chaimish is also a pruta. That's good, because you always want to make it that the chaimish you have to pay, have to have a din kesef on it. And less than a pruta is not called kesef. However, Rabbi Yossi kebeitza, nami parkinon, he holds no. Even though the chaimish of a beitza is not worth a shav pruta, so what? The ik opinion is with the beitza, that is worth a shav pruta. And you have to add a fifth onto that, so it's still enough. Then it says in the Mishnah, Omoloi, that Hegdish says to him, Higatichol, like it's yours. And it ends off, Nimtza master Issa, Vesodeh, the person loses an Issa, and he has his field back. So Mar says, Tomek Rabbonin, this mice is done like the Rabbonin, that you have to be pointed with the Issa, and it's not enough just to give a Shava Beitza, since the Chaymish Shava would not be a Shava Pruta. Now the Mishnah says, Omar Echad, let's say somebody says, Harehi Shali B'yesas Loyim. I'm willing to pay a 10 sloim to be paid this field. And then the Echorim, another one, said, B'yesrim, I'll pay 20 sloim to be paid to this field. Then the Echorim, B'shleshim, another one said, no, I'll pay even 30 sloim to be paid to this field from Hegdish. The Echorim, B'aboim, the fourth person said, no, I'll pay 40 sloim. The Echorim, B'chamishim, and the fifth one said, he'll even pay 50 sloim to be paid to this field from Hegdish. So the Chura Besdin gives us the one that says 50. But what's going to be Choza Bei Shochavishim? Before the 50th one comes to pay up, he retracts, he doesn't want to be Poydur anymore. So Lochariz, we go to the 41 and make him be Poydur it. But B'mashkenin Min Chosav Adesam, we take away 10 Sloyim from this one that promised to give 50. Because now we're only getting 40. So hey, we should not lose out, we take away 10 from him. What's going to be Chozer Bo Shel Aboyim? The one that says he wants to give 40 also retracts now. So Lochariz B'mashkenu Mechosav Ad Eser. We take away 10 Sloyim from him because all we're going to get now is 30. So he's Achroi for this 10 that Hegdish is losing out. And the same thing, what's going to be Chozer Bo Shel Shleishim? The one that said he wants to pay 30 Sloyim. He retracts. The same thing, B'mashkenu Mechosav Ad Eser. We take away 10 Sloyim from him. Chozer Bo Shel Esrim, the same thing, the one that says they'll give 20 also retracts. So Lochariz B'mashkenu Mechosav Ad Eser, we take away from him, are also 10 Sloyim. Chozer Bo Shel Esrim, that's even the last one that says they'll give 10 Sloyim, he also retracts. So Lochariz now, Moichro Noistim B'Shoveha. We sell it at the right price the way it's worth. For the Froyim Mishel Esser, Es HaMoisim. Meaning to say, let's say Besdin sells it now even for less than 10. Somebody only pays 8. So therefore this one that says he'll give 10, he'll have to add on the extra 2. Since Besdin has to get 10. So therefore if they only get 8, he'll have to pay the extra 2. That's called V'nifroi Mishal Eser Es HaMoisim. We take away from this last one the difference that the Hegdish did not get. What's going to be now? The Mishnah says, HaBoilim Oimrim B'Yesrim. Let's say the Bailim says he'll be Poterit for 20. And v'choladim oimer b'yesim. Other people also say they'll be produced from Hegdish for 20 sloyim. So lochariz pshita habaylim kaidim. Besdin gives it to the Hegdish. The Hegdish gives it to the Bailim first. V'fnei shein mosif in chaimish. Because when the Bailim redeem it, they have to add on a fifth. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be? Omar rechot. Somebody says, not the Bailim. Harehi shali b'yesrim b'yachas. I'll pay 21 sloyim. And the case is that the Bailim.